Progressive Alliance, it's a term you may not have been familiar with at the last election, but one you can't escape this time round. In Richmond Park and North Kingston, it actually means voters are one candidate down. The Greens have decided not to stand, so people will hopefully give their vote to the Lib Dems instead. The Greens' André Fries denies that the party accepted a £250,000 bribe not to stand. She explains the reasons behind the alliance.
It will take us a very, very long time to have the money and the members to fight an election or a general election properly. Part of the reason we're doing Progressive Alliances is we only go into partnership with people who support proportional representation.
Lib Dem candidate Sarah Olney says she can understand why some voters are miffed, but insists there's been no stitch-up.
All I would say, it was entirely the decision of the Green Party. I'm pleased that they wanted to endorse me, and I've had endorsements from other organisations as well. That's not collaboration, that's not working together, that's not a stitch-up.
Conservative candidate Zach Goldsmith, who once enjoyed the support of the Greens, is saddened.
My record is very, very strong on green issues. It's one of the key reasons I got involved in politics. Green-minded people recognise that, and I think they will give me a thumbs up. The Green Party, green is a colour for them now, and I think that's very sad.
Labour's candidate Kate Toohey is against any form of Progressive Alliance.
I'm not in favour of it because one can ensure that all these challenges which are faced in Richmond Park can be dealt with the party like the Labour Party.
And UKIP's candidate Peter Jewell says the notion of Progressive Alliance is unfair.
We have UKIP, not a lot, but we have UKIP supporters in Richmond, and they should have the opportunity to vote for UKIP if they show desires.